Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots to get to. As for me, it starts to sink in that the Dolphins are in first place in the AFC East and the nation doesn't care. There's not very many undefeated teams in the NFL. Miami Dolphins are one of them.
One of seven. And take that away.
Mike Clay from ESPN tweeted out, a lot of Dolphins fans / fanalists, I like that word, fanalists, taking victory laps today after beating Blaine Gabbert and Sam Darnold. It's a long season, folks.
Sounds like a hater. He's a hater.
Well, they didn't beat Sam Darnold, though. They beat the Jets team. They didn't beat Blaine Gabbert. They beat the Titans. Let's, slow our roll here, Mike Clay.
They choked out the Jets. Let's get that straight. They choked out the Jets.
I saw something on ESPN.com that had, top three, bottom three quarterbacks from week two, and Sam Darnold was in the bottom three. Like, statistically, he was in the bottom three, and that's a testament to that Dolphins defense. I don't know if you watched the Monday night game last night, but that Bears defense, that Khalil Mack, we did this after week one.
Yeah.
This Khalil Mack, this is the dumbest trade since the Marlins traded Christian Yelich for Will Brinson.
I think it was Lewis Brinson.
Yeah. I was thinking of Will Manso.
Will Brinson from CBS.
Christian Yelich hit for the cycle again yesterday. Second time in a season. Has that ever been done? One player hitting for the cycle twice in a season?
It might be, but he did it in a span of a month.
It's unprecedented.
That's unheard of.
And at the prime of his career, too. I'm trying to think about I thought about Randy Moss with the Patriots.
No. It's a guy like Khalil Mack who really, if you bend a little bit, you can sign him. Yep. You got to bend a little bit. He's in the prime of his career. I said John Gruden had said after Sunday, I mean, this is shocking, but we need to get a better pass rush going. Well, dummy. you had one, and now the Bears have him. And that's going to go down as, I think, one of the all-time blunders, unless you could turn Khalil Mack's picks into two Khalil Mack's.
You can't do it. That's impossible. But to think about that, you can see Khalil Mack is a difference because the Raiders have no rush, no nothing.
And
anything.
The Bears look unstoppable.
We lost Jarvis and Sue.
Don't feel it. Yeah.
But there's certain players, like Khalil Mack's one of those players. I don't think we lost one of those players.
No, but you're exactly right, because my big point leading up into this season was you can't lose A-list talent like that and not feel it. You can't do it. Yeah. And you see it. You're exactly right. You see it in Oakland, right? You see it in Oakland, you go, wow, they lost a marquee guy, and they don't have nearly the pass rush that they had. And then you look at where he went, and you go, wow, they're the monsters of the Midway again.
And he just beats the hell out of people.
And the Dolphins, you lost A-list talent with Jarvis Landry and Ndamukong Suh. Whether you think Jarvis was just a slot receiver or whatnot, still a Pro Bowler, record-setting receiver, A-list talent. And you have not missed either of them.
But is Jarvis A-list talent, if that can happen? Well, because Mac leaves the Raiders,
but here's
and you
the, here's
see
the
what
thing,
happens.
Though. He's getting paid as A-list talent. He's got numbers that are reminiscent of A-list talent. So, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck.
I just don't know if Julio Jones leaves Atlanta or Antonio Brown leaves to Pittsburgh or Odell leaves New York, if you can just replace them. I just don't, just talking about Jarvis, because that was kind of the hang up with the Dolphins was, hey, you're not one of these guys that are going to change our offense in these 2 weeks now. And I know the quarterbacks, and my man just talked about it in his article, you played these quarterbacks, but you weren't playing no duck defenses. They were two good defenses, and you didn't feel it. You didn't see it. Jarvis, I honestly believe to the depths of my heart that crossing route that Albert Wilson scored on Jarvis is not fast enough to get in the end zone.
He said it yesterday. Crowder said it yesterday, and it's right on. I went back and looked at the highlight this morning because you had said that, and then later on in the show, a caller said or a texter said Crowder was right about that. I went back and looked at the highlight this morning. That touchdown that Albert Wilson scored, was that the third and one play? Can't remember, but it was a long crosser,
one on one
near the end zone. But then he turned it on and got into the end zone. And Crowder said yesterday, if that's Jarvis Landry, he does not get into the end zone because he doesn't turn it on that way.
He can't. That's a 4-4. You saw a 4-4. Jarvis a 4-7. I ran a 4-6. So all y'all that want to make fun of my coverage skills, I was faster than Jarvis coming out of college. That's not going to happen. When you see a guy like Khalil Mack leave the Raiders and they don't even get close enough to pinch the quarterback, and then Jarvis leaves, and we have receivers out there balling. We got guys going back to running back, going out the backfield, doing different things, and Jarvis is up in Cleveland sitting at 0-1-1.
Ugh. People are texting in that 5 people have hit for the cycle twice in one season. I think Falero gave up on trying to find out. I think he thought we forgot.
The Albert Wilson touchdown was 1st and 10. Okay, not 3rd and 1. I figured that one out.
I appreciate that.
Sportsplex picks and chooses.
Yeah, no, I see. Game. I see. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, come on.
I have a Twitter caption contest going on right now. At Mark Hockman on Twitter.
Not a fan.
I don't know if you saw this. I said, name this band.
I look sweet, okay? I can't speak okay. for Solana and Big O.
All right, if you say so. My my favorite submission so far is 3 Dorks Down. Check it out on Twitter. It's a picture of Solana and Falero and Big O, and it's on my Twitter, at Mark Hockman, and I say name this band. And
Washed. Is that a good one?
It's a terrible one.
Can't be washed that... Solana and Falero are very early on in the proceedings.
They rolled through fast.
They can't be washed yet, man.
They hit the bottom of their bell curve.
We have a loaded potato of a program for you. Manny Navarro, he writes for The Athletic. He's going to join us. Will Manso, he's going to join us. Right, Will Manso today? Yeah, Will Manso at 3 o'clock. Can actually talk some D. Wade with him. I do want to talk football. He's also a big Giants fan. That is a dumpster fire. We got to go through the league because I was super down on the Miami Dolphins heading into the season, and I was high on the New York Giants. So I was wrong. I was wrong on that. I was wrong on the Albert Wilson 3rd and 1. Several things I've been wrong on that come to mind.
I say this all the time. Every player in the NFL thought they were going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's how you go into camp, and a lot of fan bases do too. Then you have to face the other teams, and you find out what you're made of.
Did you think the Giants were going to be this bad, though?
Not with all that talent.
I mean, the offensive talent there. Like, I still put Eli in the category of offensive talent. Guy's got 2 Super Bowl rings, but I don't think he belongs in the category of offensive talent.
Defensive, too. Janoris Jenkins, who's a great corner. Landon Collins, a Pro Bowl safety. Ogletree, a Pro Bowl linebacker. Up front, they went and spent $100 million a couple years back. OV went there for some crazy amount of money. They have talent on both sides of the ball, Hawk. They're just bad.
They're bad.
New coach, maybe? Give him a chance to implement his system.
Maybe,
you know,
Eli's just done. And then you have to extrapolate that out. You took the 2nd overall pick, Saquon Barkley, and it looks like maybe you needed a quarterback. That's a bad idea.
So to give Eli a running game, that's kind of backwards. I'm going to give an old-ass quarterback a running game other than going and get a young quarterback to be here for 10, 15 years. Questionable decision.
They have a lot of stuff to get to.
I'll tell you one thing. They worked the hell out of Saquon, though. Do you watch that game?
You have to. If you take him with the 2nd overall pick,
they threw
him.
You have to.
They threw him the ball 100 times.
But you have to, right? If you take someone the 2nd overall pick, it's why I'm a little bit curious about Mike Gesicki. Now, you said, hey, based on the defense, so if you have a couple biting defenses, you might not see him. Now, maybe coming up against Oakland, maybe you'll see Mike Gesicki catching some passes.
Perfect opportunity with no pass rush.
There's no pass rush.
So they don't need any help. I would expect Mike Gesicki to play a lot more this game. Perfect example.
Because you take somebody high in the draft, you have to use them.
They're going to Eddie George that young man.
I mean, they're going to Ricky Williams him.
Ricky's a better one.
They are going to Ricky Williams, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon left, Saquon right. Oh, we're going to pass it. Saquon's open. They threw that man the ball 100 times in the flat, and they were destroying his little knees. I feel bad for him.
You could join the 411 Pain WQAM Street Team this Sunday, 1 till 3 p.m. So for the game, 1 p.m. at Slackers in Fort Lauderdale. Watch the game, enjoy Modelo specials, and register for a chance to win a cooler and a 40-inch TV. You can get all the details right now at WQAM.com. Manny Navarro. Oh, we have to get to the Don Bailey Jr. calls today, too. I haven't heard them. I only heard one. On the radio on Saturday, you and I heard the same one.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear the rest of them. Manny Navarro, though, he covers the Hurricanes for The Athletic, right? For The Athletic? All right, Manny Navarro, he's scheduled to join us when we come back. Radio.com.
Radio.com. So while we get drunk, so up, we don't sleep, we're just having fun, we don't care who sees, so up, we go out, that's how it's supposed to be.
Talk about Canes, talk about Canes.
Canes around here.
By the way, you can join the 411 Pain WQAM Street Team at the Dos Equis Watch Party at Twin Peaks in Pembroke Pines. Saturday, 8 to 11 p.m., the WQAM Street Team will have Dos Equis giveaways, and you'll have a chance to win a 60-gallon cooler. Dos Equis, keep it interesante. You want to try that?
Keep it interesante.
We should give that to DBJ. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. All right. Ready to talk to Manny Navarro?
Ready.
Go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Manny Navarro, our friend, he is a columnist now and a beat writer for the Miami Hurricanes on The Athletic. You can go to The Athletic. You can go to Manny Navarro's Twitter account and get the link right there, Manny_Navarro. Hello, Manny.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How you enjoying writing for the Athletic, by the way? I was going to say The Atlantic, which would be a nice promotion that I just gave you. But how you enjoying writing for The Athletic?
It's good, man. It's been a different kind of experience. You know, I don't have to run to my computer right away and write everything that happens and get to have a little bit more time to put stuff together. So as a writer, it's more enjoyable, for sure.
Good for you. I hope a lot of people are joining up and reading your work. Hurricanes practice today. Who was injured? Or one of the backup tight ends?
Yeah, Brian Poledny, who is basically their blocking tight end. He plays about six or seven snaps a game, and you know, tight formations and so forth. And so, you know, it's a bad loss for them because you know you got the two freshmen, Will Mallory and Brevin Jordan, that are playing a whole lot anyway, and he's kind of the insurance policy. Now you're down to two scholarship tight ends. So, you know, it is a little scary. They're going to have a walk-on as the third tight end. But, look, I think as long as the two freshmen stay healthy, you're going to survive just fine because those are the guys that were catching the ball anyway.
What's the narrative for this coming Saturday's game? It's FIU, and you've got Butch Davis there, and you've got Ken Dorsey there. Like, is the narrative, you know, UM Junior?
Yeah, I mean, Butch has done, a decent job, you know, trying to get FIU back on his feet here. He's done a pretty good job recruiting. You listen to the UM coaches today talk about FIU's defensive line and how big those guys are at the tackle position and, you know, just how so they've got some speed on offense. And, look, it's tough to recruit to Conference USA. You're not going to get the best players when you're in the same city as UM. But I think Butch is doing a pretty good job, and then Miami's expected to have a pretty decent game on Saturday.
Manny, I heard you on with Dono probably last week sometime. You were talking about how you were doing research for Malik Rozier, a bunch of research you were doing on him. And then I saw the article recently. Can you tell the listeners what you found in that article? I don't think they want to hear it, but can you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's basically an examination of why Malik has sort of struggled so much. And you know, it's one of those things, Channing. Look, every quarterback, you know this, man, from playing in the league. If you put pressure on a guy, he's going to be less accurate. And the thing with Malik is that even when he's not getting pressured, he's not very accurate. And so if you want to go to the article and read all the numbers, I put everything in there. But the bottom line is it just sort of further emphasized the point that he's a guy that
even when he's not facing the heat, he has trouble getting the ball where it needs to go. And I think, you know, what we saw on Saturday, at least against Toledo, he was much more accurate. He was about 70% on target for his passes. I think over, you know, the games against Clemson and Wisconsin and LSU, it was closer to 50%, which is really, really bad. I'm talking about the worst in the FBS. So he was a little bit more accurate on Saturday. I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that the running game was effective. He's just one of those quarterbacks that, you know, he's not going to make plays on his own. He needs help. He needs guys to block for him. He needs a running game to help him out, take some pressure off of him. And, you know, look, I think everybody looks at Malik right now, and they're frustrated with him. They're saying he should have a better quarterback at the University of Miami than Malik Rozier. But to me, for right now, he can still get the job done, man. He should still be able to beat the FIUs, the Toledos. You know, Miami should be 6-1 by the time it gets to Boston College, as long as they've got a running game and they're helping him out.
Manny Navarro from The Athletic is with us. Malik got a little social media traction after Saturday's game where he intimated that the was not just directed at opposing fans, but was, I guess, directed at his detractors in South Florida as well. I liked it. I thought it was I feel for him. What was your take on it? I'm guessing I don't know if Mark Richt was asked about it today, but I'm sure he would wish that he just focuses on being a quarterback.
Yeah, Mark talked about it on Saturday after the game. He hopes he doesn't pay attention to everybody who's booing him and, you know, trying to bring him down on social media. Look, Malik's a pretty mentally strong kid, and I think when he's got his confidence going, he can, like I said, he can get the job done. He's good enough to lead this team to wins over teams that they should beat. But the question is, will he be able to show up in Blacksburg? Will he be able to show up and perform when they need him at Boston College? Those are going to be the next big test for him. But I think he's look, fifth-year senior. He can make some plays with his legs. I thought he ran the ball really well on Saturday, made smart decisions running the ball, not just running because he wanted to run. He was running behind his blockers and reading the defense, et cetera. So I think, you know, he's a kid that can lead you to victories, just like he did last year. He led Miami to 10 wins last year. I think he's capable of doing the same thing this year.
Manny, what's the story on Gerald Willis? Because he transferred in from Florida, I know I read, but he's looking like an all-ACC, all-American type candidate. How do you get an all-American candidate transfer in his last year?
Well, look, he's been here for 2 years already. He's been dealing with injuries. They've had him part of the system. And really, this is a kid who's just, Channing, you know how it is. When your career hasn't gone the way you hoped it and you're in your last year, all of a sudden you start paying attention, right? You start thinking about those NFL dollars and how am I going to make it. And this kid knows this is his last chance. He knows that if he's going to have a professional career and make some money and take care of his family, he's got to show up. And he's playing like a guy who's just hungry. He's playing like a guy who's smart, who's showing leadership. He was just named captain for the second time this season. I don't think anybody who knows anything about Gerald Willis' past and the type of guy he was before would ever imagine him being the captain of the defense. But that's the kind of leader and the kind of player he's been the last couple weeks, you know. And Rick said it today. I asked him specifically about Gerald. And he said, yeah, he's like, you know, this is the guy that we were hoping we would get. We didn't know if we necessarily would. And he's just completely bought in. He's huge. He's fast. He's strong. And he's been playing is you know, out of his mind. I mean, UM is number one in the country in tackles for loss, and Gerald Willis is leading them with 7 tackles for loss. So he's played out of his mind, and hopefully for the Hurricanes, he keeps playing that way because they really need him.
He was probably the only one that played good against LSU, right? I mean, he was the only player I can recall coming on the air on that Monday saying, or what was it? It was a Sunday night game. Yeah, coming on Monday and saying, yeah, Gerald Willis, like, he looked good, but that was the only one.
Yeah, he's been the one consistent guy on that defensive side. Obviously, Jaquan Johnson, too, he's leading the team in tackles again, but we'll have to see whether or not Jaquan ends up missing this week's game with the hammy and you know how much time he's really out. But I thought those two guys have been the most consistent on the defensive side of the ball for sure.
Talking about a breakout star, if they're both healthy, Manny, who's better, Amon Richards or Jeff Thomas?
Man, I like Jeff Thomas so much.
He can play.
He can play, man. And he's a little dude, but he makes every single. And I thought the catch he made down the sideline against LSU, where that ball looked like it was going out of bounds, and he just rose up and caught that ball in 2 DBs and flew past him. I thought, okay, that might be the catch of the year for Miami, the way he was able to keep himself in bounds and make a play on that ball. But then he comes back, and the over-the-shoulder catch at Toledo, the one that Rozier kind of laid out there for him was just unreal. I mean, this kid has ridiculous skills. And the biggest difference is, at least if you talk to the coaches, they say he's the same guy every single day in practice. I think last year, you know, when you come in as a freshman, you got a little bit of immaturity to him and not really, you know, ready for the college scene and playing hard at practice every single day. That's not the way he is now. I think the light bulb sort of went off for Jeff Thomas. Camp started, and he's like, look, if I'm really going to make those big dollars in the NFL, I got to start showing out, and he's showing out every single week for this team.
Manny Navarro, you can read his work at the Athletic. So where are we with the Miami Hurricanes? We're three games down. The schedule, you know, the big one up against FSU coming up doesn't look like it's very big anymore. Where are we with this Canes team?
Well, I think this team should be 6-1. Like I said, I think going into the Boston College game, that's going to be the next big test. Because I like what Boston College has done. You've watched a little bit of them this season. They're ranked now. They're 3-0, I think 23rd in the country in the AP poll. And so that's going to be a tough game, a Friday night game up there. But look, this team is still in position to get the job done and win the Coastal Division. I think Virginia Tech, you know, we look back at that opening night win at FSU now, and we're all thinking, okay, wait a minute, was that really that impressive? They scored 24 points against this FSU defense. It just looked horrible against Syracuse. So I think, look, if you were to ask me how do I think the Canes will finish, I think probably 10-2, winning the Coastal Division and then having to play Clemson again in the ACC title game.
Do you think Malik Rozier finishes the season as the Canes' starting quarterback?
That's going to be a good question, man. I think if they're 10-2, he will. I think if they lose a few games along the way here that they shouldn't, then I think Mark Rick probably gives Nikosi Perry a shot to be the starter at some point.
And Manny, with all the turnover, are they chains? Are they props? What are the all?
I mean, all the props. Yeah,
the props. Have you seen?
I said college football defense become like Carrot Top.
Props everywhere. But have you seen any other props you like? There's a bunch of them out there. I've seen some that I've kind of taken a liking to.
Well, I like the that turnover throne that they got at Boise State.
That's cool.
That one's pretty cool. The backpack is horrendous. The one that FSU.
Oh, you're talking about the pocketbook?
Pocketbook.
Yeah, whatever that is. That's horrendous. I mean, look, the turnover chain to me was what started this whole phenomenon, right? Because I know Alabama had their belts and there were other schools that had stuff, but this turnover chain, when everybody saw that, everybody wanted a turnover chain. Like, everybody in the country's like, I need to have that. So to me, turnover chain is number one. I take that turnover throne number two, and then after that, all of them to me are just much common.
There's a Ric Flair robe that I think is kind of cool.
That's my three.
There's a chalice. Someone's got a chalice, right? And then this weekend, someone unveiled the turnover chainsaw.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the other ones, but I don't know, man. The turnover chain is just—it's so cool. It's so '80s, so Miami. It's just like I don't know, man. It's the coolest thing out there, and you got to give props to the Hurricanes and Manny Diaz and those guys for coming up with that idea and then sort of reinventing it. I like the way that this year's version looks better than last year's.
We're laughing because yesterday Crowder called it the chain over turn saw.
Man.
It's a little scrambled. Manny Navarro, and you're happy, I'm guessing, as rest of Miami is that D-Wade gives us one last dance with the Heat.
Yeah, man. Well, it's going to make the Heat relevant, right? Every night on the road when Miami's playing in whatever city they're playing in, it's going to be the last time D-Wade is going there. So I think it's going to kind of, you know, I don't know if it's going to be Kobe-like, you know, where every night it felt like the Lakers had to be on TV, but I'm willing to bet the Heat ends up on more national TV broadcasts now because of this.
All right. Read Manny Navarro's work at The Athletic. You could follow The Athletic on Twitter at The Athletic MIA and Manny Navarro as well at Manny_Navarro. Thank you for talking little Canes with us, Manny.
Good talking to you guys. Take care, man.
Manny Navarro there. Were you listening to Chain Over Turnsaw by Aaron Smith?
I was.
Yeah, Falero wasn't here yesterday. Do you have it? Let me hear this again. It was funny. He was just trying to say Turnover Chainsaw.
I think the Chain Over Saw, they need to crank it up.
The Chain Over Saw.
What are you saying
the
there,
Chain
man?
Over Saw.
Chain Over Saw.
We're going to unveil a brand new segment in the next segment. Brand new radio game show. We haven't done a game show in a while. We're calling it Cheers 2. We have a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery. And you know this studio is all of a sudden plied with Funky Buddha. and it makes the shows looser.
Oh, man, it's delicious. That's why. It makes everything better.
Here, have one.
I don't want that right there. That's not it. Give me a funky Buddha. I'll take it.
Okay.
You're trying to force me this damn banana.
Yeah,
on me.
I mistakenly handed you my banana. I am so sorry about that. That was not my intention. So if you have someone that you want to—
I took it another way.
If you, that's the way I meant it. If you have someone that you want to give cheers to in the next segment, so someone that you think should be lauded after this sports weekend, we'll take a few phone calls. We'll go around the room. I'll tell you who I believe gets cheers to. Crowder will tell you who he's giving cheers to. Falero will tell you who he's giving cheers to. Then we'll take a couple of phone calls, and then Channing, Falero, and I will vote on who gets the $50 gift card to Funky Buddha Brewery. So it's a great prize. So if you want to give cheers to somebody, line it up right now. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Here, take these bananas.
Quit.
Radio.com.
What did we find out LMFAO is worth? What was the net worth of LMFAO? Was like $30? No, who was it? Who was celebrating a birthday?
Wasn't it Montel Jordan?
No, but it was somebody from LMFAO that was celebrating a birthday.
Red Foo.
Red Foo. How much was he worth on Celebrity Net Worth?
$60,000 or something. It was something low.
Wasn't good.
$4 million.
Oh, $4 million?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, more than $60,000.
But I feel like LMFAO, like, those are anthems, like a couple of anthems in there.
Party rock anthem.
I mean, that thing will be played for, way beyond our lifetime. That thing will be being played.
They might not own their own masters or whatever that's called.
That could be. You're probably right on that.
So, I'm a genius.
Look at you. Some actual information.
What?
He said they're worth $60,000.
Yeah, that's true. So some actual bad information. Anyway, we're doing a new segment on Tuesdays called Cheers To. Look at that. Those are actual. Oh, there we go.
Production.
Have a $50 Funky Buddha Brewery gift card. Crowder has been raving about Funky Buddha forever.
I live on it. Put it in my cereal.
These are Last Snow Coconut and Coffee Porter.
Yep.
Interesting flavors. That's Hop Gun.
That's my favorite, the Hop Gun. IPA guys, you like IPAs, you got to get a Hop Gun. You'll fall in love with it.
So what we thought we would do is on Tuesdays we'll tell you who our Cheers To is for the weekend, and then take a couple phone calls, and then we'll pick a winner and give one of the callers a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery. So I will start it out. My Cheers To, I give Cheers To... Yeah, give me some drink. You can't
some drink.
You can't give someone cheers if you don't have a drink. I give cheers to the local sportscasters, Will Manso, Clay Ferrero, Steve Shapiro, Mike Cugno, Jim Barry, Mike DePasquale, Dookie Lang, producer at Local 10, Chris Fisher over at Channel 6, all the local sports guys who probably had their Sports Sunday show already done because the Dolphins game ended on time, and they cut up the highlights, and they have their sports final. You know, everybody does 20 minutes on Sundays, and they are all sitting around their studios just waiting for the sports final program. You know, starts, what, 11:25, 11:30, and then D-Wade drops his bombshell YouTube video, and all these guys have to scramble and go back to work. Now, I know it's not in the grand scheme of things having to, run to a house where the roof is caved in and put up a blue tarp. Like, I understand, but in sports media, I give cheers to Will Manso, Clay Ferrero, Steve Shapiro, Mike Cugno, Jim Barry, Mike DePasquale, Dookie Lang, Chris Fisher, and all the rest of the local sports guys who had to redo Sports Sunday because Dwayne Wade was coming back. Cheers to them. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
Well, since you poured me up one, I'm giving cheers to these big-ass ducks in South Florida.
The Oregon ducks in South Florida?
The Muscovy ducks. The big bastards, the big old heavy ones, they will do anything for their babies. They're the best parents in the world. One tried to fight me. I've seen one fight a Rottweiler for its babies. They'll get in front of cars for their babies. These Muscovy ducks got it figured out. I want Muscovy ducks to raise my children. I want a cheers to the Muscovy ducks.
So your cheers to from the sports weekend is,
man,
big ass Muscovy duck.
A Muscovy duck ran up on me yesterday because I was around his babies and it was ready to go. I'm a big dude. It was ready to go. That's a parent.
Did you get scared?
I'm not scared, but I was just, it's spirit. Like, I looked in its eyes. It looked me in my eyes. Had a little disdain in its eyes. It would have done something.
Valero, do you have someone or something that you'd like to give cheers to?
I do. I'm going to give cheers to Tyler Blevins, or as you know him as Ninja. He's the Fortnite star. Ninja, the professional
Ninja.
Gamer.
Yeah, Ninja.
Yeah. He's been a gamer since 2009.
This is the guy that makes $500,000 a month playing Fortnite.
Just from Twitch, Fortnite, and all the sponsorships. He made the cover of ESPN the magazine, the first ever professional gamer. Huh?
Wow.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, wow.
All right, give a cheers to Ninja.
Man, give him a half. Give him a little one.
Bro, you said Muscovy ducks.
Have you seen how evil these ducks are with their babies?
I'm winning so far. I'm just saying. 100%.
What? I won.
I am a video gamer and a duck.
A professional gamer.
And a great parent.
I mean, what the duck is going on?
Don't say shallow. They will die for their baby.
All right, I'm going to go to some of the callers here, and they will give us their cheers, too, and then we all have to vote on who gets a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery, okay? So it's a good prize, so pay attention to what people are saying. Darren, hold on. Okay, Darren, who are you giving cheers to?
Yeah, you can fill me up real quick. I'll gladly enjoy that.
Fill them up, Valero. I'll give you a clink, a couple clinks on the bottles.
Refreshing. Appreciate it. Thank you. I wanted to give a shout-out to all the volunteers who helped out all the animals that were locked up in cages during Hurricane Florence. Man, all these guys braved the weather, went out in waist-deep and higher water to let all these animals and save all these dogs and cats that were stuck in cages left behind by these weird people and rude people.
That is a quality cheers too. You to shame, Crowder.
And honorary mention. Cheers to Jimbo for leaving so that they could hire Willie Taggart so that FSU could sink the next 4 years.
Come on, Willie.
You know how they used to root for Al Golden to remain here. That's how we're all rooting for Willie Taggart to stay there. All right, hold on, Darren. Is someone writing down what they're suggesting? Because I don't have a pen.
I got it. I'm a professional.
Pete, go ahead. Who are you giving cheers to, Pete?
What's up, fellas? First off, Falero, you lost that for that gamer. Come on, bro.
Yeah, you lost out on the gamer.
The guy that makes 500 grand a month.
Give Pete a little funky Buddha there. There you go, Pete.
500 grand with no women. Come on.
He's got a wife.
No, right. He got a desert crutch.
All right, go ahead, Pete.
Hey, man, I give cheers to all them recreational coaches in the youth leagues that have to coach on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's a quality one right there as well. Oh, man, these guys are pulling on my heartstrings.
That's what it is.
The volunteer coaches on the weekends.
That got me. I coach, and I know those guys.
I don't think you're a volunteer, though. Like, I think there's something in it for you is my point. Henry, go ahead. Henry, who you want to give cheers to, Henry?
No, this is Roberto.
Oh, Roberto, I'm sorry. He's, no, I got that wrong. My bad. Roberto, again, pour Roberto a drink.
No, yes.
There you go. Hey, you want a couple bottles clink together?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What part of your night is bottles clinking?
It really is ridiculous, but I like the sound of it. Go ahead, Roberto. Who are you giving cheers to?
Yes, for that one, I believe I would like to introduce the world to Frank Gore and Elon Musk. Those are the two guys that changed my world this past week. Kudos to you both, gentlemen.
Wow, cheers to Frank Gore and Elon Musk. They're, I mean, just for creativity, I mean, that guy's picking from the widest spectrum.
What did Elon do?
Elon Musk, he announced who's going to space.
Yeah, he announced the first ever visitor.
Right, the first ever SpaceX passenger, tourist is a Japanese billionaire. I wouldn't be the first one. You know,
that's called the guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm not paying hundreds of millions for that. What line did I take?
You
got
to go to Henry now.
So where's Henry?
Wherever it says on your Facebook.
All right, hold on.
And this man wants to go to space.
Line 4.
Henry, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you want a funky Buddha?
Yeah, pour me one.
Yeah, pour him one there, Falero. You want a couple things clunk together? You know I'm going to crack these. It's going to pour all over the console.
I'm going to laugh.
Go ahead. Who are you giving cheers to, Henry?
Crowd will probably agree with me with that one, but I take Bobby McCain from stopping that running back right before halftime.
Oh, yeah. He stopped Chris Herndon, didn't he? It was Chris Herndon from the U.
He didn't show it, but if you saw how far he ran to stop that, I mean, you had to be at the game to see it. On TV, they kind of can't really see it. But I think he saved the game, really, the momentum at least.
Here's the thing. He gave a good sports one.
Yeah.
Like, that's sports related. Pour a funky boot of cheers to Bobby McCain. So what do we have here? Because I don't want to run out of time. We've got
rescuing animals, recreational coaches, Frank Gore and Elon Musk, and Bobby McCain. Effort play.
I am going to go with, everybody gets an equal vote here, and if we tie, we're going to be in trouble. We'll have to call in Len.
He doesn't want to deal with us.
I'll call him on the banana phone.
Man,
I think I'm going to go with the first caller, Darren, who said all the first responders and all the volunteers that ran around the Carolinas and got animals that were trapped due to Hurricane Florence. That's a cheers.
And he also
too.
Said Jimbo Fisher.
And he threw in Jimbo Fisher at the end. That was Darren that said that?
Yes.
Was that Darren? That was you that threw in Jimbo with Jimbo Fisher, Willie Taggart? Darren?
Darren hit it.
I probably should.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was you, all right. Just checking. I was gonna say I probably should have told people to stay on hold because they don't know this game, and if they hang up, they can't win the Funky Buddha gift card. All right, I vote for Darren. Who do you vote for?
I was Frank and Elon Musk, but I don't believe in that space travel stuff. Too dangerous. So I go with one, and it swings right back into my Muscovy duck. Respecting the animals.
Right. He actually respected animals a lot more than your Muscovy duck story. The best part of this is that Falero's vote doesn't count, which really...
So what do I do now?
Don't vote anywhere. Forever for the rest of your life.
Really?
Yeah, don't vote because you're always making the wrong choices. So,
all right.
There you go.
I was
cheers.
Gonna vote for me.
Cheers to Darren. You want to clank a couple of these bottles together?
I'm good, brother. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you. Funky Buddha Brewery. So Darren on line one is going to get a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery. And that is our first edition of Cheers 2. Congratulations, Darren. You're the inaugural winner.
Thanks, guys. I'll make a plaque out of it.
What station do people really win on?
560 WQAM.
I always get a kick out of that because you never know what the person's going to say. Thank you, Darren. Hold on, okay?
You got it. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Darren's going to be on hold there.
That's a lucky man there, boy. $50 and Funky Buddha?
That's good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a good prize.
Give me
right
a call,
there.
Bro. I'll meet somebody to drink some beer.
You will meet them out there.
Don't ask me to come explain football to you for 3 hours, though.
All right. Every Tuesday at 2:45, we will do Cheers 2, courtesy of Funky Buddha Brewery. Will Manso, he is the sports director at Local 10. He's one of the guys that I gave my cheers to. Will Manso, he's going to talk a little sports with us when we come back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.